a prayer or something more specialized on the foundation or the Sankirtan 2.0. I mean, to just start where we are at this moment where I speak this. Yes, Sankirtan 2.0. And I really mean it, that this is what some of us can see now. And I say, and I dare say that I know that if we, meaning, well, you know, the old Sankirtaners in there, successors, can do to kind of, I would say, multiply the power and effectiveness and the outreach, the scores of Sankirtan thousandfold, and I would say more. And if you now think that such a projected or imagined outreach is merely the product of a dreamy mind, look at the media we have today, because that's what it's about. Books are media. Journals, magazines, radio, media, TV, internet, the web, social media. Which is now the media, the multimedia, where one and the same story can live simultaneously, and often does, as a book, as a movie, as a podcast. So it's extremely powerful, and it's being intensely used by politicians, and I think Trump was the first one up there who really understood it, or rather his people who made him. He's just an actor like the others. But yeah, you can make a precedent with social media. But for us, most importantly, I would say, is you can tell your story. Online today, on your own media, if you want, independent media, as we call it. At almost no cost. So yes, you Vaishnava, Sankirtan, devotee out there, what story do you want to tell here? Well, I want to tell the story about wonderful soul who came here to the West from India in the mid-late 60s. And everything connected to that. Or starting where you are. How you became a devotee, what you got connected to, what's, and when you do, then in a couple of steps only, generally for me, I'm talking about and from the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam, and then I recommend people to read the books by Shilaisa Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, because this is really my, you know, I offered my very self, including then of course body, mind, intelligence, words, to the service of the Sankirtan mission in Shushikuni Thai. It was back in 83 as far as I remember. And the German farm, as you call it, Passau, right? In front of the devotees, Shishirada Madhava, and so on, all these Shinyade, Prahlad, protecting his devotees. And yes, they accepted the offering. So what I'm doing now is what I find is the best thing for me to do at this age and with my specific experience and knowledge gathered through this life, which I felt I so far mainly just learned from. And if you're one of us, let's get in touch. And if you wonder what I'm talking about anyway, I mean, there are devotees out there using modern media as well. Yes. And it is those that we want to support. And that's the idea with the foundation we're talking about. A foundation meant to support people in Vaishnava families, first of all, or those who want to be Vaishnavas, who have maybe just taken the very first in English, anyway, steps on the path of Bhakti Marga. We don't want to work with media, and who want to, or whether they want to or not, then get engaged in serving the Sankirtan mission, but not, or rather, within a realistic situation, because we also need income, food, housing, so we can, each one of us, live our own free private lives without families or however we want, and be happy. And it's that be happy that counts here and that we want to share here. That's what Sankirtan is about. That's Prabhupada Lord Chaitanya both said and showed. Take prasad and dance and chant and be happy. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And yes, I once, in the early 21st century, spoke, gave a lecture to, or how to say, a little talk to some young newcomers who are so happy to do kirtan. I'll chant and be happy. But then an oldie, senior Vaishnava, raised the arm, complaining that it's not just happiness, there is suffering and problems too. But I don't know. I guess so many have spoken about that part of it already. But I like to follow that mood of Srila Prabhupada, because I'm talking about a mood. Hey, chant and dance. We're happy together. In Krishna's service, in Krishna's association. That's what it's about, isn't it? So, yeah. First of all, to get a little bit more technical, you sit there, you're an oldie like me, thinking, oh yeah, maybe I should do something like that, but how to do it? I don't know how to make a YouTube channel. Well, the idea then is, connect you to some, you know, young enthusiastic experts who help you to do that, and also maybe help you to run that with all these magics that go on behind the screen, and which is pretty much the secret to whether you have 20 people viewing the fine videos you produce or 20 million people. Now, if you say, what do you mean 20 million? There are plenty of YouTubers out there who have those amount of subscribers. But I mean, views to certain videos can come in the billions instead. So if you make a real cool video about Krishna, or opening a little door towards Krishna, and you get a few billion people watching it, I would say we can now understand a bit what this Sankirtan 2.0 thousands or million times more powerful than going on the streets carrying heavy books, however purifying and blessing that was for us who did it. I think, and I can see it in my God brothers and God sisters who were out there, unless they were just there to show how strong and best sports types who have a need to show themselves to be something, you know, the little American stuff. So I don't know, but if you continue with it, you get purified, you have to go there and think so, at least do it the right way. But so were so many I saw here through the years get out there on the street, and everyone who's been out there for a while, especially those who did it full time for years, traveling around constantly, you just have to surrender to it. And then it's that surrender that Krishna is waiting for, because that's when we actually turn to Krishna. Just, oh, yeah, well, I'm just here now. I don't know what to do. I'm like Arjuna there in the Bhagavad Gita. I lost all composure due to bewilderment or whatever he says. So yeah, that's life. But there is also this Gaudiya mission founded by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and I guess Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur behind there blessing it, of which this ISKCON that I grew up in is one branch, and there are 64 or more other branches, which is very beautiful. And I think that we may, in a couple of generations or so, have really found understood and been able to really take and live and enjoy this wonderful gift that we have been given as bhakti. Bhakti Vedanta. What a good name for anyway, Hare Krishna.